gusts of up to 79 miles per hour were measured at the Boat Harbor in downtown Douglas. Michelle Morgan's house on the corner of 4th and C Streets isn't far from there.
Pickets flew off the back of our fence and our dogs got out. And while I was out chasing them around, the roof of the chicken coop flew off, still missing. And then the back door blew open and won't close. So yeah, we've had some big wind damage.
Winds knocked out a transmission line, tripping a substation, which affected more than 1,100 homes and businesses in downtown Juneau. Alaska Electric Light and Power restored service within the hour. Then around midday, a tree fell on a power line on Thane Road. That cut electricity and blocked the road to the area. About an hour later, both road access and electricity was restored to Thane. National Weather Service forecaster Kimberly Vaughn said the gusts are expected to taper off.
The high winds themselves will be coming down this afternoon to evening time, and then, but we'll still have some strong winds in the area overnight.
Gastineau Channel is regularly visited by the notorious Taku winds.
The Taku is a feature when we have the cold air in Canada there's a narrowing of the wind that comes across the mountains from the east and come rushing down the mountain and into the channel.
But Vaughn said that's not what's happening here.
These winds are just, the gradient is tight, and we actually have more of a northerly wind with this.
Michelle Morgan said her Douglas neighbors helped her find her dog. She said she's not overly concerned about the winds.
Well, our house is 111 years old, so she's been through this before, so we feel a little more comfortable. But this is the first time we've had that much damage flying down, and I got my neighbor's trash can back to her also this morning.
Still, the National Weather Service advises residents in both downtowns to secure objects in their yards and watch for flying debris. In Douglas, I'm Jacob Resnick.